Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we presented a slew of kashas on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. And now we will get to the resolution of these difficulties, lat lat. And again, this is based in the Torah of Moav Rabbi Agoyin Agod Yitzchak Manzitzal. And we will begin with the kasha of the Aruch Lener and Sanhedrin Yotel Samet Beis, and what it says in the Ran. The Ran says that the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold shame. That if the man, if a melech wants to do chalitz or yibum, he is not allowed to do so. The Rebbe Yehuda says he's allowed to do so, and we don't say melech shemochel al kvodo kvodo mochel b'makom mitzvah. The rabbis say that makom mitzvah we don't say melech shemochel al kvodo kvodo mochel. And the Ran says this is not like Soita Mem Amud Beis, Gabi Kriyas Parshas Melech Bamida, that there the Melech can be Mochel on his covered Mokom Mitzvah. So what's the difference? Why by Chalitza can he not be Mochel on his covered? And the answer is that Chalitza is a Bizayon Yoiser Midai. Chalitza is too much of a Bizayon. That we don't let. By Amida, by the Kriyas Sefer Torah, that we allow, but not by Chalitza. And therefore, by Chalitza, Mechila doesn't help a Mokom Mitzvah. Only by Amida b'Sefer Torah b'Parshas HaMelech and Sota Mem Amud Beis by Hakel. Says the Ran, if that's true, why do the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Shimotze let Sachar Amitu Shein. So ask the Aruch Lener that if the Ran is right, so why do the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda? Shimotze let Sachar Amitu Shein Rashoi. Harei Halvayas Hametz Mitzvahi. Veinarak Mechilas Kavav Lo Bizayon. This isn't a Bizayon. Chalit is a Bizayon. But Latzis Achar HaMita is not a Bizayon, so why don't the rabbis allow him to go after the Mita? So it would appear that we have to midaktik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Meis loy meis, eino yoytze mi Pesach platrin shel. He's now let it go from the entrance to his palace. Why is the Rambam, the Mishnah, told to the entrance to his palace? Havalei lemeimar she'eino yoytze Achar HaMita, kedisa b'maslisa yotches. Don't say he doesn't leave the palace. Say he doesn't be. He's not yotze achar amita. Why this funny lotion of not going outside the Pesach of his palace? Hey, he doesn't go after the mita. So it would appear from this that the yisod hadin hamiyuchat shemelech b'meis loymeis eino rak mishum shechaser be'imosui shel melech b'maratzaru l'rabim, like the Mefarshi HaTosefta say. That we lack the aim of the king when he shows his sarah to the rabbin. I aim him because bikurin void. Elu mitzius b'mailas hamelech. It's a mitzius in the mail of the king that since the union of Avelus is maisim shel tsar al ameis. I aim kesef misha malacha misha perka alf michos abalach yer alf. Shech rechusha Avelus yukore de shach vi ein sham. That there are machweach that we pass in that Avelus is the honor of the dead person. So this inyan of it's a mitzias in the milo of the king that since the inyan of Avelus is maisim of tsar alamei siyakara de shachvi, the honor of the dead person, and mitzad melech malos al sharm lochol of din Avelus kechol adam. A king doesn't have a din Avelus like everybody else. That primarily means an expression of tsar on a person who died. Tsar al a king doesn't have tsar on something less than him. And this tsar is a stira to the mail of melech. And because of this lechatchila, he has a din avelus only b'sech beisoy. Only in his house. Only in this area there's a makom letzar da avelus shel melech. Ulevayas hameis, shigam kin mikovet hameis, is not shaykh by the king. That all dinei tsar of the king only apply in his house. Umishim shebesoich beiso, there's a different anhaga that's not mechayev malchus b'chol orchoysov. In his house he can have tsar alacherim even though he's the king. And it's like what the Rambam writes later on, alochei legabe kovet tamat chochamai de melech. That it's only bizman shamelech levad bebeisoi. Hu ba'avodov. Then Yas is a bit sinner. Ayin Shem the Rambam Shebebeisu Neged Avodim. There's no chiyuv on Hagas HaMalchus. And so too Lagabe Kavod Nesinus Kavod LaTamud Chochem. So who adin Lagabe Tzara Al HaMeis, that in the house he's allowed to have Tzara in the Meis. Outside the house there's more of an Hag of Malchus. In the house he can be more like a punched person. He can cover the Talmud Chochem, and he can have Tzara Al HaMeis. And that's the Hadgosha of the Mishnah. Lo yetze mi Pesach platrin sheloi, that he's now going to go outside the Pesach of his palace to tell us shekol inyan sar misa itzel melech hu rak betchumei platrin sheloi umichutz aloi ein etzloi metziyus shel tzar hamechayevet hanagot shel aveilut v'shel levayat hamet. He's now allowed to leave the entrance to his palace to tell us that the whole union of Tzara Misa by a king is only in the domain of his palace. And outside, there's no Metzius of Tzar that's Mechayim and Hogat Shal Avel Shal Avayas Hameis. And because of this, Lo Yetzir Bezach Platrin Shalok, he's a Kvar, he's a Lo Atchum. Atchum Shal Avelut Zerak Betocha Beto Pnima, Lo Bachutz. So there's no place for the Kash of the Aruch Laner. Let him be moichel on its covered by makom mitzvah. No, bishleima. Other cases, there's a mitzvah. It's a toicha covered on melech. So there's yesh makom lo dechir b'makom mechila b'makom mitzvah. Aval leinyan meis loy meis ne'mar shemichutz la platrin sheloi ein klal leinyan shel meis loy meis biyachas lachiyuvim shenoyvim imisus hameis. V'kach nikba lechatchila b'mitzvah terabon and elu biyachas lamelech. And even if Avelis Yom Rishon is Midoy Raisa, but the Yisoyde Mechayev is HaMitzvah, when it's outside the Platrin, is against the Mitzius of Malchus. And there is no room for the Mitzvah, we should say that Mechila should be effective. Ain't because of Mitzvah Bachutz. V'zeo Adin Barambam, L'gabei Litnachem. Sho'eino El Ha'idei Avadav. Who's going to give him Nechama? Avadav, and somebody gave Rishus Likones. So it's Gevaldik. That since outside the platrin he's not an oval, there's no room for nichum avelim. V'rak al idei avadav hanemtzim beveito shebiachas aleihem hu ovel. So there's room for nichum avelim. Kanal midivrei Rambam b'alacha hei leinei avodav yesh lamelech din kovet talmud chochem. And the Rambam says anybody who gives permission to come in, the Rambam is told b'rishus haknisa, not b'rishus lenachim, because once you're inside, now you're in the place where the king can show his avelus. And therefore it's not shver what we asked in the previous year from the Chasdei David, that we see it wasn't only by David HaMelech, it wasn't only people who gave Rishus to. It says, Vayavo Kolam, V'lav Tavka Avodav. Because there it's different, because in order to be mefayis to people that he wasn't responsible for Avner's death, it was permitted for him to go out after the mitah. In other words, he had dine avelus gam michutz lebeisai, and therefore he went after the mita. Memele, he was in avel gam liachas el shem michutz lebeisai, and not only biachas laavodam, and those who gave rishus likanes. And because of this, it was a din nichum on the whole nation. And that it says in the Tosefta, she'enoi oimed lesnachim b'shure. And we asked, one second, what do you mean lesnachim b'shure? He's not going out. There's no shure to talk about. Aval lefi dvareinu ikara kavana. She'eino mitnachem al yidei mi she'eino avel biyachas elehem. What this means is he's not mitnachem by people to whom, in relationship to whom, he's not an avel. And those are the people outside the Pesach platrin shaloi. And therefore, the Tosefta includes this with the din of ena yotzei mechutz lamita. And he's also not oimid b'shura. In other words, there's no makom for tzar misa outside the platrin. And the nafkamina is the din that the Rambam writes, that afilu b'beiso einu misnachem eladal and shebeiso. So the Rambam's right, the Tosefta is right. He doesn't stand in the shura. No, he's not going to the shura. The Tosefta is telling us there's no avelus outside his house. And the Rambam is telling us nafkamina, that those people who aren't shaykh inside his house aren't going to be menachimim. Gevaldik. עכשיו, במצוות ניחום אבלים, מבואר ברמב"ם בפרק י"ד מעובר הלכות זין, שניחום אבלים הוא גמילוס חסדים עם החיים ועם המתים. That Nichum Aveilim is Gemilus Chesed with the live and with the dead. And that's the Yisod HaDin HaMavur B'Rambam Meperek Yud Gimel Melechot Avel Al Chadalid. That a mace, that there are no Aveilim, Lisnachem, 10 people sit. 10 Anoshim Ksherim sit in his place, all Shivasim Avelus. V'Sha'ar Am Mitkapzim Aleihem. Ayin Sham Basog HaSaraivid, Midin Chesed Im HaMaisim. And in Nichum Aveilim, like the Rambam Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, Mishum Shemitztarim Amitztarim, that Nichum is Letztar Leshtadev Mitzar Amitztarim Shem Achayim VeAmesim, Kmo Shekosav Rambam. To feel mit, to feel the tzar of those who are alive and those who are dead. And the mace, Ayin Toisvis. Moed Kodin, Chof Dalar Mabez, Yumaslein Rola Brechas Avelim. Shetinoik, even though Kololo Chadoshev and it is Avelis for him, Ein Machmir Malov Kokach Litzaro, Kid Ashkar and Shom Lalom Begemora, Zavim Ashu Godel, Machvir and Lechvoidoi. Mavur Sheshinyan Lo Sif Tzar La Metablim Lefi Kvodo Shalamet. We see there's not so much Tzar for the Menachemim, vis-a-vis a baby who died, than a gadol. Because the greater the person, the more there's going to be tsar. Lefi kvoido shel ha-meis. And that's like we're saying, there's tsarim ha-meisim. You have to feel the tsar of the meis. The more chash of the meis, the more tsar. V'chol ha-mechubad yoyser yesh lo yoser yoser tsar. But that's the din tsar of where ha-meisim. שבזה קנה לגבי מלך אין צער זה ומשום הוכי אוסר לנחם. אבל עדיין יש בניחום מצד נחומה כפשוטוי, שהוא המצא עם החיים לנחמם. וזה ימותו למלך להוריד מצער החיים ולנחמם. So לגבי המלך, there isn't this צער, and therefore you're not allowed to be מנחם the מלך. Because he doesn't have this צער outside of his palace. And the king doesn't have to feel the tsar of the mace when he is menachem others. But then there's still the nichum mitzad nechama kapshuto, the mitzvah imachayim lenachama. In other words, we have the tsar of the mace. That's why I have to get 10 people together to fit and sit and feel the tsar of the mace, and then the other people come in our menachem. Everybody's feeling the tsar together. But the king doesn't have that inyan. But the king still has the inyan kapshuto. Lohoyri tsar michal achayim ulenachamam. But since that's inclusive, included in the tzar of the chayim, is the tzar al ha-meis, what are they mitzdar for? They're mitzdar for the meis. And that the melech can't do. The melech can't have tzar in the meis. It's a stira to the mail of the melech. Because a melech is now allowed to have tzar al davar ha-pachus mimenu. In other words, to be menachim avelim, that the king should be doing. But included in that would be having tsar for the mace. And that the king is putter from, that the king is not allowed to do. That's beneath the king's dignity. And therefore the king doesn't have mitzvah of nichum aveilim. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Avu, 7:7. Bein Menachem Aveilim. Because he's now allowed to have tzar al ha-meis. That's beneath his dignity. And And therefore, he doesn't have a mitzvah of nicham aveilim either, because that's a kolo b'tzara mei. So the fizeh nera. V'ma shenakta tosef the isul de melech lenachem acherim legabei shura. Rei b'lav archi kol anidon ulenachim stam. The b'lav archi en melech yotze achar amita. 1 second. The tosefta said there's an isur of the melech to be menachim others. Legabei shura. Before we spoke about lehisnachim. B'shura. So he's not misnachim, he doesn't go out. It's telling us that he's not misnachim b'shura because he doesn't go out. Because it's only he only needs nechama inside. In his house, he's supposed to have tzar for his mace. But he also isn't menachim others b'shura. So why does it say dafka b'shura? Hare kol anidonu menachem. He's not going out anyway. כתוב שם ברמב״ם, בתוספתא, מלך ישראל אין עומד בשכוח לתנחם, ואין עומד בשכוח לנחם את האבלים. He's not going out, so of course he's not עומד בשכוח לנחם. He's not מנחם אבלים בכלל, so say he's not מנחם אבלים בכלל. Because if he would be מנחם אבלים, he'd have צער המס, he doesn't have צער המס. פחוץ ממנו. So ממילא, tell us, don't tell us he's not עומד בשכוח. Tell us he's not מנחם. So why did Tosef to say the din legabei shura? Sheomnam legabei eino misnachem. We already learned before pshat. Eino misnachem. Because it's telling us that he doesn't go out of his palace. He's not showing avelos outside of his palace. There's no mitzvah outside of his palace to show avelos. But what's pshat l'nachem? He doesn't go l'nachem. So it would appear behekdem what the Rambam writes in the first parak of Chazava Loch Yid Aleph. Shema'abed atzmo l'das ein mis'ab l'malav. Vein maspidim oisev, ein mis'askim yame b'chol dover. Aval omdim alav b'shura v'omri alav b'rechaz aveil b'chol dover shu kovet l'chayim. The person who's commit suicide, that's shalom, there's no aveilus for him. There's no hespid. You don't involve yourself in him. You don't stand in a shura. But you say the bracha of Avelin that they used to say, v'chol dover shu l'kovet achayim. Anything that's honor for the living. V'ayim b'zeh v'tul, shulchan aruch, yeredeh, asim, shin, mem, hey. Az mevo'al mizeh, shenichum b'shura, ikaro kovet achayim. That being menachem in a shura, is covered for the chayim. Because it says, aval oim demarav b'shura, v'chol dover shu kovet l'chayim. The Rambam says in Perek Yedalad. So if Pshat is he's doing chesed with the Chayim, then why only Omi Amida Beshura? Why not Nichom Aveilim? So we have to say Shekalub Zegam Chesed Mameisim. In Chesed Mameisim we don't do B'Ma'abid Atzmo L'Dats with the suicide, and therefore there's no Nichom Aveilim. So then, Maishna Nichum Aveilim. But we don't have, and yet we do have Amida Beshura and Birchas Aveilim by Ma'abid Atzmo L'Das. What's the difference? So we have to say that the Nichum of Shura uBirchas Aveilim Eino Yelam Mitzad Achayim. It's only mitzad chayim. It's not chesed with the meisim at all. And that's why he's doing amida b'shura and birchas aveilim. Umehai time alone before Rambam beperek yudgim alach adalek gabei meis she'en lo krovim ela yeshiva sasara kol shiva v'lo legabei shura. And that's why the meis is no krovim. There's only going to be 10 people sitting there and not a word about a shura. Because shura is mitzad nichum achayim and it's not shayach to somebody who doesn't have relatives. And Memela, we can say that that's why the Tosefta learned the Yisr Melech Legabei Nichum B'Shura to tell us that since Sof Menachem Uba'alma Yesh Ben Nichum Mishum Tzar Ala Meisim She'asur B'Melech. Since when he goes B'Shura, there's going to be Nichum. And a king's not allowed to do Nichum. He's also not allowed to do Nichum B'Shura. And the Iker Chidush of the Tosefta is Ta'aser afilu mitzad nichum dechayim. The Tosefta is assering even mitzad, the nichum avelim of the living. And the mashal is nichum deshula, shoenu el lechayim. Because as we showed before, the nichum and the shura is for the chayim. And that's why, you see, ma'abit atzma ladas, oim demalav b'shura. Why? You don't give any cover to the ma'abit atzma ladas. The answer is, it's only for the chayim. So the Tosefta is telling us that the king is not allowed to do nichum and a shura, even though it's for the chayim. So when you want to tell us not to do nichum for the chayim, what's the best example of that when it's only for the chayim? The shura, as we see by Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. So the Tosefta is trying to tell us not only is the king now allowed to do nichum mitzat tzar al ha-meis? It's because it's beneath his dignity to have tzar for someone pachus mimenu. But it's telling us better. It's telling us even nichum chayim he's now allowed to do mitzat the chayim. And what's the mashal of nichum achayim? Amida b'shura, like we see by Ma'amad Tzoladas, that it's only the kavan achayim, and there there's amida b'shura. So it's telling us about a king that a king is now allowed to do amida b'shura because he's now allowed to do nichum achayim. But what's the ma'isa the nafkamina? Nichum avelim stam. Because anyway, he's not going out after the mita. And that's why the Rambam only brings the legabi stam nichum avelim. Because b'lav achi, the king's not going out into the shura. He's not going out after the mita. And also legabi misnachim b'shura, he's not going out anyway. So the mashal, the Tosefta is telling us, is that he's not misnachim. That's a mashal for nichum. And that's the Tosefta. But the Rambam is telling us the lamaisa. The Tosefta is telling us the yisod that he doesn't have avelus outside of his house. And that's why it's telling us he doesn't have nichum b'shura. But the lamaisa of the Rambam is telling us the lamaisa. That you're not menachim him at all. Stam nichum avelim. Even in his house. Unless you're given permission to come in. Because anyway, he's not going out. But it's telling us the yisod, that the Tosefta is telling us the yisod advar. That a king doesn't get nechama. You don't give the king nechama. Why? Because he's not supposed to show avelus outside of his house. So lamaisa, he's not going outside of his house. So memela, the Rambam tells us the lamaisa. And the lamaisa is that you don't give your namenachim the king, unless you're a zavadim or a mitzvah or just likanes, as we are medayik. Dafka, those who are in likanes, they're in his palace. So the Rambam brings the lamaisa because the melech there's no echitimsi of shura. He's not going out anyway. So Baruch Hashem, we resolved a number of the issues, and we still have a lot more to say. But in this shir, we saw Yisodus Gedolim, Baruch Hashem, that a king only has a velus inside of his palace, where there are different standards. And Memela, only the Avodim are allowed to be Menachem. That's why he only gives cup to the Talmud Chacham inside the palace. And the Tosefta is telling us that he doesn't go out L'Shura because there's no Avelus, there's no Mitzvah, there's no Inyan of even being Meichel. And And that's, and the Rambam tells us Lamaisa that he's not misnachim. The Tosefta is telling us the Yisodat Varm, that there's no avelus outside of his palace, and also he's not coming to be menachim others outside, even though it's Kavod HaChayim, Kavod HaMesim, even though it's Pachos Mimenu. But even Kavod HaChayim, Kavod HaMesim, he's not to be outside of Tzar for those who are Pachos Mimenu, but it's also Kavod HaChayim Nichum Avela. Why doesn't he do that? Because that's Kol HaBeKavod HaMesim. And the Mashal of Kavod HaChayim is going B'Shura. Because we see in Belek HaBeAtzma L'Das that that when you do a shura for the suicide, that's for the kavod achayim. You don't give kavod to the mace. And the kamash malan v'tosefta is the king doesn't even do that. He doesn't even give kavod to the chayim because the kolob is a kavod amesim. And the Rambam tells us lamaisa. Because anyway, he's not going out. So of course he's not going b'shura for to be menachem aveilim. So the Rambam says, he's not Menachem, not Misnachem. The Tosefta is telling us Yisodat Dvarim, it's telling us the Mashal, that when it comes to being Menachem others, so even though it's L'Kavod HaChayim, he still doesn't do it. And the Mashal of being Menachem others only for Kavod HaChayim is being Yotzei L'Shura. That's the Iker Chiddush of the Tosefta. And the Tosefta is telling us that he's not Misnachem B'Shura, even though he's not going out, but it's telling us that it's... The Tosefta is telling us that there's no... There's no avelus outside the palace. The Rambam tells us Lamaisa, of course he's not going to be misnachim b'shur. The Rambam tells Lamaisa that there's no nicham avelim for the king. Unless you're in his palace, unless it's a, those who are avodah from Yishanasin or Shusli Kanes, because that's the only domain where he's allowed to show avelus. So we still have to resolve this issue of Kfiyas Amito. And the Gemara in Moed Kot, and the Steer, and the Yisham, and the Bavli, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will see Neflois Rabbis. It was awesome. And we will see more, please God, B'li Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.